is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. There's a great deal of excitement in network TV over the rediscovery of the primetime game show. This new version of the old standard comes complete with space-age sets, dramatic music, and the opportunity for contestants to reach out for help in answering questions that could lead to winnings of up to $1 million. With us is the producer of Lucky to be Rich, one of the new shows. His name is Ted Short. Thanks for coming in and sitting on the hot seat, Ted. I know you're a very busy guy.
Well, the network told me I needed to get out and publicize, so here I am.
And I have just a few questions for you.
Fire away.
All right. Question number one. Why are there so many paunchy, middle-aged white guys appearing as contestants on your show to the apparent exclusion of everyone else?
Man, going to get some softballs first.
Is that your final answer, Tad?
No. God. What are my choices?
Your choices for the question, why are there so many paunchy, middle-aged white guys appearing as contestants on your show to the apparent exclusion of everyone else, are A, they were the only ones with a free evening, B, we have a special arrangement with the Elks Club, C, they're good bluffers, and D, really? Are there?
I'll take D. Really? Are there?
Are you sure, Ted?
I think ignorance is the only good excuse for this one.
So that's your final answer, then?
Sure.
It's a good guess. That's the right answer. Okay, Ted Short is with us. Are you feeling relaxed now?
I'm a game show producer. Relax isn't in my vocabulary.
Well, let's try another. Maybe this'll help you relax. How do you know the contestants on your show can take the artificial pressure that you go to great lengths to create?
How do I know?
Yeah, what steps have you taken to avoid a heart attack or a nervous breakdown?
I get exercise 2 or 3 times a day, I walk in the front door of our building to get a smoke.
No, I don't mean you, Tad. I mean the contestants.
Oh, them.
How do you avoid a heart attack or a nervous breakdown on the air?
What are my possible answers?
A, all contestants have been thoroughly examined and certified healthy in both mind and body.
I know that's not true.
B, the cast from ER is in the next studio. C, we try to break them in the screening process. And D, none. A medical emergency would be good for ratings.
Well, I know A isn't true. And C, it's the Marines that do that, not us. B or D?
Time to come up with an answer, Tad. Remember, you could use your lifelines here. You could ask your executive producer, you could ask the audience, or you could call a friend, like, say, your wife.
I thought you said call a friend.
Tad?
Okay, I'm going to ask my executive producer on this one.
Do you have her number?
On me at all times.
All right, be my guest.
Lucky to be Rich. Susan Hoover speaking.
Susan, it's Tad. I'm doing that public radio interview you wanted me to do, and they've asked me a question I'm having trouble with. How do we know our contestants aren't going to have a heart attack or a nervous breakdown on the air?
Oh, great. Just great. What kind of question is that? Always looking for some kind
Susan.
Of problem, aren't they? Those pointy-headed contestants.
Susan.
We don't want their audience anyway. They can't buy anything. They've got no money left after their blood-sucking French fry.
Susan, we're on the air right now.
Of course, I'd be thrilled to help. How can I help?
Susan, here are the choices. A, all contestants have been thoroughly examined and certified healthy in both mind and body. B, the cast from ER is in the next studio. C, we try to break them in the screening process. And D, none. A medical emergency would be good for ratings.
I'm going to say A, healthy in mind and body.
All the contestants have been thoroughly examined and certified? Are you sure about that, Susan?
Yes, they've been looked over by our intern, Lyle.
Well, if you get this right, we'll be 2 questions into our interview.
2 questions and already you're calling for help?
I was lucky to get past question one. Okay. A, it is.
And that's your final answer?
Yes. You're going to ask me that every time?
That's your final answer?
And that is my final answer.
And the correct answer is... A! Okay, Tad. You've successfully answered two questions. Are you ready to go for a third?
I'd like to quit right here.
Well, but we're just getting started.
I'd like to take my winnings and go home.
This is public radio. There aren't any winnings.
Fine. I'm okay with that.
In fact, we'd like to have some money from you, Tad. If you listen, you should be a member.
I don't listen, but I'll pay you anything to get out of the rest of this interview. Is $100 enough?
$100 would be fine, Tad. And when you give $100 to this station, you get to choose your thank you gift. Do you want A, a mug, B, a t-shirt, C, a mouse pad, or D, corn skewers?
Corn skewers? We're eating corn on the cob?
Yes, is that your final answer?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we're all out of the corn skewers. How about a mug?
Fine.
Okay, you're done.
All right, thanks much. It's been a pleasure.
Tad Short, the producer of the new TV game show sensation, Lucky to be Rich. Didn't he do a good job, everyone? Way to go, Tad! And thanks for being such a good sport.